Good morning, we're continuing with Chayyadim, Klal Gimel, and we learned Siman Hey. We left off clarifying a few points. So we said if a person starts Beheter, starts Shmonesrei Beheter, so even though he gets an urge, which now is what he would not be able to withhold for 4 mil, he's allowed to continue Shmonesrei and complete the Shmonesrei. What about not Shmon Esrei? He started davening Beheter. He started Baruch Shamar, which is that the point of a person not supposed to be Mausik. He started Baruch Shamar Beheter. And then somewhere along the way, he got an urge. Do we say since he started Baruch Shamar Beheter, he's allowed to daven Shmon Esrei? Or we look at the different sections of Tefillah as being independent of each other. So the Shulchan Aruch Rav holds that we look at it as one unit. And he started Baruch Shamar Beheter, i.e., he did not have an urge at all. So in that situation, even later when he gets an urge, even if the urge is an urge which would require him to go to the bathroom before 4 mil, he's allowed to daven Shmon Esrei under those circumstances. However, most poskim disagree with the Shulchan Aruch Rav, and they pass and we look at each section of Tefillah as being independent. So if a person starts Baruch Shamar with no urge, and then gets an urge during Pesukah Zimra or an urge during Birchus Kriya Shema, he needs to go to the bathroom before he starts Shmon Esrei, because he cannot start Shmon Esrei with that urge. So a person gets interrupts Pesukah Zimra, so he preferably should wait till Ben Aprokim, or alternatively, he can wait till the end of Pesukah Zimra. He can finish up Pesukah Zimra since he started that Behetra. He can finish all the way till the end of Pesukah Zimra, which means Yishtabach, including Yishtabach. So he finishes through the end of Yishtabach, and now he's finished Pesukah Zimra. He goes to the bathroom, and then he starts Birchus Kriya Shema and Shmon Esrei. If a person gets this urge during Birchus Kriya Shema, the best thing to do is theoretically, he can finish till the end of Birchus Kriya Shema, and then go to the bathroom and then start Shmon Esrei. However, we do not like interrupting in any way, shape, or form between the Baruch of Gal Yisrael and the Baruch and Shmon Esrei. So a person has to interrupt earlier. So preferably the best time to interrupt in that situation is between what's known as Bein Aprokim. So a person, after he finishes the Baruch of Yitzhar Moritz before he starts Avar Rabba, he finishes the Baruch of HaBachar B'Mayiso Be'Ava before he starts Shema. Those are the two preferred times that a person should go to the bathroom. If a person goes to the bathroom and comes back, so if the time lapse that he took to go to the bathroom is less than the time to complete all the Birchus Kriya Shema, he does not need to go back to the beginning. He just picks up from where he left off. If he goes during Shema, so we look at Shema, if the time he interrupted was the time that it would take him to say longer than the time it would take him to say Shema generally. Let's give numbers for example. Let's say a person takes 2.5 minutes to say Shema normally, from Shema Yisrael until Hashem Elokecha Memes. He goes to the bathroom in the middle. It takes him 2 minutes to come back. So the interruption was 2 minutes. So he does not need to go back to the beginning of Shema. The interruption was 3 minutes. He has to go back to the beginning of Shema. That's if he interrupts during Shema. If he interrupts during Birchus Kriya Shema, so Birchus Kriya Shema in general takes him 8 minutes, so he has 8 minutes before he has to go back to the beginning. In a situation where a person makes his interruption during Birchus Kriya Shema, so he takes off his talus and tefillin. Mikra then a person can wear tzitzis in the bathroom, a person wears a talus katan in the bathroom, but since a talus gadol is used primarily for the purpose of tefillah, so it's a beggar which is miyuchat for tefillah, it's inappropriate to take it into the bathroom. But since mikra, then a person can wear tzitzis in the bathroom, when the person puts the talus back on, we do not look at going to the bathroom as an interruption in his in wearing of the talus, which would require a new bracha. The person interrupts, takes it off, and puts it back on, takes it off with intent to put it back on, there's no need for a new bracha. The person takes it off because he's forced to take it off, he may not keep it on, that is an interruption. So talus over here, mikra, then he really theoretically could keep it on, so that's not an interruption. However, tefillin, one cannot wear tefillin into the bathroom. So when a person takes off tefillin, and they put back tefillin back on, they need to make a new bracha on the tefillin. So let's clarify that point. What brachas the person has to say. We'll do that in the next year. Meanwhile, have a good day.